Welcome to the Dale Lally Show here on the DK Pittsburgh Sports Podcasting Network. I am your host, Dale Lally, and the Steelers have now officially been in training camp for a full week, and they had an unpadded practice on Wednesday. That would be they had their first practice last Wednesday, but after a spirited practice session on Tuesday, Mike Tomlin deciding to ease up a little bit on the guys. They'll be back in pads again tomorrow, I'd expect. And the reason for that was a lot of this today's practice was built on working on passing drills. And as we mentioned, in some previous shows, the passing game had been struggling a little bit. Mitch Trubisky, Kenny Pickett, Mason Rudolph, not exactly looking super sharp. Of course, Rudolph had looked the best of the group thus far. That kind of changed a little bit on Wednesday. And part of the reason for that was TJ Watt, Cam Hayward, given the day off to kind of rest their bodies. And of course, you're not in pads. So, that's kind of how it looked. But seven shots. The offense finally won the drill. They won 4-3. And the rundown was this. It was interesting because Trubisky got three chances. Mason Rudolph then got three chances, and Kenny Pickett got one. And that's the way practice kind of carried on throughout the day. So Mason Rudolph moving back up to two, the Steelers getting a couple of days to look at Kenny Pickett. And it wouldn't surprise me if that move was made. I mean, Mike Tomlin was being a little hard on Kenny Pickett, and the expectations are there, yelling at him to get the ball out more quickly on Tuesday. That's been a problem for Kenny. He needs to learn that he can't stand back there and pat the football. You can't wait for guys to get open. You have to, in the NFL, you got to sometimes throw guys open or, give them a chance to make a play. So on Trubisky's first play on seven shots, first play was batted down at the line of scrimmage. That's been something that the defense has done a really good job of. But his second one, working out of the slot to his left, to Trubisky's left, Anthony Miller, who I've talked about on this show, I think, and written a lot about, he ran a quick out from the slot, and that was just an easy pitch and catch for Mitch Trubisky for a touchdown. Then on his third opportunity, Trubisky rolled out to his left immediately at the snap of the ball. He had George Pickens running a drag route in the back of the end zone from the other side of the field, and Trubisky laid it right there for Pickens to catch, hit his hands. He dropped it. So that should have been another touchdown. The offense should have been up 2-1 at that point. We then saw Mason Rudolph come in. He threw to Gunnar Olszewski on his first attempt, and Olszewski couldn't get his feet in bounds. He did catch it, but he was forced out on the play. But on the next play, it was a rollout to the right by Mason Rudolph. He throws back across his body a little bit, finds Steven Sims in the back of the end zone. Sims goes down and catches the football. That's for a touchdown. Then he rolled out again. I'm sorry, the last one was much like the Anthony Miller catch. We saw this time he flips a pass out there, this time to Jaylen Warren, the rookie running back, and he runs like a little out pattern at the goal line. It's just unstoppable for another touchdown. Pickett then came in and did the inside flip to Connor Hayward for a score, giving the offense to win on this day. A good start to the practice for the quarterbacks, who had looked a little rough the first week of practice, but this was a much more crisp pass. You could tell Mike Tomlin has been riding these guys about getting the ball out more quickly, because that's what we saw then the rest of practice. And that kind of built up to a 2-minute offense drill to end the practice. And the situation was they had to go 53 yards. They had a minute and 19 seconds to do it. They had one timeout, and they needed to score a touchdown. And Mitch Trubisky looked really sharp in this drill. Getting first, he goes to George Pickens for a gain to the 36 from the 47. So picking up about 15 yards there. Then he comes out and he goes to Calvin Austin for a 6-yard gain. Threw incomplete. It was a pass breakup by Cam Sutton, but he kind of took a chance with Cody White on the outside. Again, the clock was running there after the pass to Austin. So you take a shot there. It's either incomplete or it was going to be a catch along the sidelines. Sutton breaks it up. It's incomplete. That's fine. He then goes to Benny Snell for a 2-yard gain. Snell gets out of bounds to convert the first down. Then it was back to Calvin Austin again. That's a pass, catch and run on a pass about 10 yards down the field. Austin takes it, gets down to the 6. He threw incomplete then again to Cody White on first down. But then on the final play, he rolls to his left, throws back across his body to the middle of the field and finds George Pickens there. And the ball was threaded in there really nicely. I had a really good angle on that one. And it's kind of like you're watching it and you go, oh, that might get broken up or intercepted. Trubisky sneaks it through and gets enough on it going across his body to a touchdown for George Pickens. Then it was time for Mason Rudolph. He got the team down inside the 10, but ran out of time, had completions to Steven Sims, Gunnar Olszewski, Kevin Rader. Then it was Anthony McFarland to get him down inside the 10, but then ran out of time. That's been the one thing, you know, these guys, as I mentioned yesterday, are working with a lot of new players out there. So I'm not going to get too overly concerned about the quarterbacks looking good, looking bad, but they did look better today. And that's what you wanted to see. You wanted to see the quarterbacks look just a little bit better than they did yesterday. And today they looked a lot better than they had in the previous week. You're listening to the Dale Lally Show here on the DK's Pittsburgh Sports Podcast Network. I'm going to take a break. We'll be back with more right after this. Welcome back. I'm Dale Lally. This is the Dale Lally Show on the DK Pittsburgh Sports Podcast Network. And I had the opportunity to speak to Terrell Austin, the Steelers defensive coordinator, on Wednesday. And I had a nice long conversation with him, covered a lot of ground. But, you know, I think the thing that was kind of interesting about this is you know, he was asked about the situation at inside linebacker. And we've seen some guys rotating and that we've seen, it's been Robert Spillane. It's been Miles Jack and it's been Devin Bush kind of rotating in there. And he said, Robert Spillane has put himself in the conversation, but as we walk into the season, we're thinking that it's going to be Jack and Bush as the starters. He said, you know, they'll continue to see how that unfolds. He said, but if we were trotting them out there today, it would be Jack and Bush with Spillane in there as a close third. It helps to have all those guys be able to step in there and work and not have any drop off if somebody does get hurt. So, you know, I think they're really trying to use Robert Spillane to push Devin Bush. And I'll be honest with you, I think Devin Bush has had a pretty solid camp thus far. Now, obviously, there hasn't been a ton of hitting, just a couple of days worth, but he looks fluid in coverage. He's closing on the things quickly. He's diagnosing quickly. So, you know, I think fans, if they can get over what happened last year, and it was bad last year, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. I mean, he just was not a very good football player last year. And he would tell you that he struggled quite a bit last year. But if he can get back to some kind of form that he had in his rookie season, in the first part of his second season, this defense can be pretty good. And I really think it is going to be pretty good. It might be one of the best defenses in the league we'll see. Because, you know, I know the offense has struggled, but a big reason because for their struggles, you know, the offense, you could look at it and say well, the offense was pretty good on Wednesday because, well, they rested TJ Watt and Cam Hayward. And that opened things up for more time for the quarterbacks to pass. Maybe that's part of it. But you also have to look at that from the other side of the coin for the Steelers. Like, how many teams have Cam Hayward and TJ Watt? Well, there's just one, and there aren't many teams that can match that kind of pass rush that those two guys bring. Those guys are game wreckers. And so it makes it tough on the offense when those two guys are out there getting things done and playing to the level that they're capable of playing. I mean, we've seen, you know, both of those guys be very disruptive thus far in this training camp. And so I don't know that necessarily that's why they were given the day off. I know that that wasn't the case because Austin was asked about that earlier in the day that no, if we rest those two guys, we're not doing it to give the offense a day off. We're doing it because we want to give those guys a day off because we want them to play 17 games this season. I mean, that's why you give TJ Watt and Cam Hayward a day off here at training camp to make sure that you have them available. You don't want to pound them, beat them up too badly because they're such an important part of that defense. But the defense looks great. They got a lot of different options there. I asked Terrell Austin about, you know, how difficult it is going to be to cut this group. I mean, they've got players at every level, even as backups who have played a lot of snaps in the NFL. He said, it's great. That's all I can say about it. When you come into camp and you know who your core guys are, but you're not sure who those other guys are, that means you have good competition in a good way. When you go to camp and you're like, oh, I know who my 53 are, not so good. So, you know, the Steelers have a lot of competition here for those roster spots on this, you know, especially on that defensive side of things. They've really done a nice job of getting and improving their depth this year. And it's going to make them a much better football team. Maybe it's not all top end talent. I mean, you look at that secondary, you have Minka Fitzpatrick, and then the rest of them are, you know, they got 7 or 8 guys who are NFL players. Maybe not star type quality players like Minka Fitzpatrick, but certainly guys who will be playing in the NFL somewhere this year and have a lot of experience doing so. That's not a bad thing to have. It's not a bad thing to have because you're a sum of all the parts. So I think the defense is trending in the right direction. Terrell Austin agrees with me on that one. You know, and I asked him specifically, are there some things, you know, what are you happy about? What are you not happy about with your defense? It wasn't too much that he wasn't happy about. They're looking pretty good out there. And I think the expectation is that group can be one that carries this team in 2022 until the offense gets its feet under it. That's going to do it for today's Dale Lally Show. I'll be back again tomorrow to bring you more Steelers updates and news. We'd be glad to do that here. In the meantime, you can listen to our other shows here on the DK Pittsburgh Sports Podcasting Network. And I'll talk to you tomorrow.